And we're talking about books on the radio today with Tracy Mumford. She's the digital books producer for NPR News, our sister station here on The Current. Hey, Tracy, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you for asking. That's fantastic. But I'm really excited today about this because it's kind of mixing two of my favorite things, movies and books. So excited about this. So for those who really like to read the book before it becomes a movie, or if you're like me, you watch the movie and then you're like, that was a book? How did I miss out on that? What should we be digging into? What's going to be coming out this year?
The big one, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yes.
Right? So if you've just read Pride and Prejudice, you've missed out on the undead version. Seth Graham Greene does these. He makes these monster mashups. There's Sense and Sensibility and Sea Monsters, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter. But this spring, it's going to be Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. So if you want to see Elizabeth Bennet killing the undead all over the English countryside, it's your time.
Yeah, read about it first. Get into the zombies.
Are these comedic books, like the Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, do they turn it into a comedy thing?
It is, yes.
Okay, so it's not actually scary, or is it scary and comedic?
I mean, zombies are pretty scary, even if there's some laughs in between. So you've got Mr. Darcy, you've got the British manners, but you also have brain eaters, so...
Scary and romantic.
Ooh.
My favorite kind. What else are you looking forward to?
Well, Alice in Wonderland is coming back to the big screen. Hollywood just can't seem to let Alice alone. So we're going to see Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter again in Through the Looking Glass. If you're into that wacky, zany adaptations of that, then that's coming back for you.
So those are kind of adultish movies and books. Is there anything for the kids, if you have a kid, and something that they can read maybe along with you?
Yes, Steven Spielberg is adapting the BFG, Roald Dahl's classic giant movie.
Yes.
I can see you're excited. I'm excited. Makes me want to say like jalumptuous or hopscotchy or any of the giant's weird language. The trailer for this is already out, and it looks just as magical as I remember the book being, so I have high hopes, and I'm definitely going to go back and reread the BFG before the summer.
Very cool. What's the one you're most excited about? Like, what's a book that you read, and you're just so excited that it's going to become a movie this year?
Yeah, well, so Tina Fey is going to be in Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, which the book was called The Taliban Shuffle, and they mixed it up when they're making the movie. And it's this journalist memoirs, this woman in Pakistan and Afghanistan in the early 2000s. She just kind of agreed to go over there, and it's all of the pitfalls of trying to figure out how to report from that region and as a woman, and it's Tina Fey. So it should be funny, but if you want to read the book first, it's The Taliban Shuffle.
Now, you seem like somebody who watches a lot of movies but also reads a lot of books. Do you have a favorite way of doing it? Like, do you like to read the book first, or you see the movie and then go deeper by reading the book?
I gotta read the book first.
Okay. No, spoil away, huh?
I have a question for you as well. Are there books where the movie's better than the book, or is the book always better than the movie?
I mean, The Godfather, right? That's the one where everyone's like, movie definitely better than book.
Is that it?
That's it. I think that's the one, right? That's the one movie that has ever been better than the book.
I hear people say High Fidelity is that the movie High Fidelity is better than the book, but that's the only other one I hear.
It depends on how much you like mopey John Cusack, right? That would really be the defining factor in that showdown.
That pushes you over the edge. Well, thank you, Tracy, so much for stopping in and talking to us about these books and movies. And we're going to have this entire rundown, this entire list that you put together up on the website. So you can go over there, check it out. She has the date that the movie comes out, kind of a little rundown of it, as well as the official book. So you can go back and actually, like Tracy, read the book before you go and see the movie. So thank you very much for stopping
in. Thanks for having me.
Tracy Mumford, she is the digital books producer for NPR News. And this is 89.3 The Current.